From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Retail prices for generic white eggs are reaching the lowest levels that we've seen in a long time because of overproduction. The volatile egg market stems from the bird flu outbreak in 2015 that killed nearly 50 million hens and turkeys in the Midwest. Egg analyst Brian Moscaguri says egg prices went through the roof, and in response, many food manufacturers cut back or eliminated eggs from their products. The ultra-low prices, however, have sparked interest from consumers, boosting sales and prompting some recovery of wholesale egg prices. Another tax on sugary beverages went into effect last week in Boulder, Colorado, and opponents are worried it will have results similar to Philadelphia. There, a 1.5 cent per ounce tax was signed into law a year ago, where opponents are pointing to job losses and lost revenue because consumers are just buying their beverages elsewhere. Last month, the Seattle City Council passed a similar tax of 1.75 percent per ounce, or $1.26 per six-pack, that goes into effect next year. It's been more than 2 years since China slapped a ban on U.S. poultry, but the ban could soon be coming to an end as the USDA and an industry group work with the Chinese to overhaul the way the country reacts to bird flu outbreaks. A delegation of Chinese officials is in the U.S. conducting an audit of how the U.S. deals with bird flu, and representatives from both countries will meet in September to discuss the poultry trade. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.